Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us, our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, certainly didn't seem like this yesterday, and what a difference a day makes in Syria. Looks like the potential for a diplomatic solution.
Well, it does look like the Russians blinked. Now, we really don't know what happened, but they have offered Obama a way out. And we don't know what kind of diplomacy has been going on, what kind of conversations have been going on. But there's one thing I think is fairly sure. I think we were going to do it, that the United States was going to do their surgical bombing or whatever they were going to do. And so this is the way out. It strengthens Obama incredibly because now you don't have to do any strikes. They have said, we're going to get the chemical weapons out of Syria. And Obama looks like he really knew what he was doing. This way, a lot of people are going to be breathing a sigh of relief as we get so close to having done what he said he was going to do. We'll never really know. We know the American people didn't want it. And that's a huge thing, because in a different time, Obama might have said no to the Russians. He might have said, no, we're not going to accept this because they already did it. But this way, he gets a path out. He takes it. It looks like he's going to take it anyway. I think that the devil is in the details. And the real question is, how's it all going to get worked out to everybody's satisfaction so that it just doesn't look like another stall?
We turn, it's primary day, to New York City. What do you think? Are we going to have a runoff?
Well, it's very, very close. The polling is showing something like 38% for de Blasio. You need 40 in order to avoid a runoff. I would say you're going to get some kind of a runoff, and it may well be between de Blasio, who is the beneficiary of many black votes in New York because of his progressive stance, and the number two guy, who is William C. Thompson, who happens to be black. And a runoff, I think it's October 1st, would clearly mean that de Blasio will win, only because he is so far out ahead of Thompson in all the polls. But you never know. Primaries are very tricky. In general elections, the polling works because you have a lot more people to work with. But in primaries, very few people, relatively few people turn out. And as a result of that, anything can happen. On the Republican side, the two candidates are so close, and we really don't know because there are so few voters to poll. So turnout is a huge part of the primary process.
Interesting story in the Times you sent along, class scene dividing Harvard Business School.
That's right. You know, if you want to go to the Harvard Business School, you better have a little bit of money, according to this article, because they do a lot of social stuff. And social stuff, as we all know, is where business gets done. And they take trips and they have parties and the rest of it. But if you're a scholarship student and you're there and you're borrowed and you have student loans up to the neck, how are you going to do all of those social things, $500 at a time, $250 at a time? I have to tell you, I once went to a high school where the class trip was to Puerto Rico. Guess who couldn't go? Me. My family didn't have that kind of money. So I understand it completely.